Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
A reading from the author Parker Palmer. Like a wild animal, soul is tough, resilient, resourceful, savvy, and self-sufficient. It knows how to survive in hard places. I learned about these qualities during my bouts with depression. In that deadly darkness, the faculties I had always depended on collapsed. My intellect was useless. My emotions were dead. My will was impotent. My ego was shattered. But from time to time, deep in the thickets of my inner wilderness, I could sense the presence of something that knew how to stay alive even when the rest of me wanted to die. That something was my tough and tenacious soul.
So our journey in the dark woods invites us this week to the gift of emptiness. Many of us worry about being empty, releasing old thoughts and experiences because it feels like we're giving up on something. But what if we let go of this obsession with worthiness and released into the idea that if we want to be filled, to find God, getting empty is the best way. God will find us. In our journey this Lent towards the cross, we know even Jesus felt empty despair, and it was at that moment that God's possibility of life beyond that pain was revealed. As Josie read in our scripture this morning, when it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At 3:00, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" I've always been struck by the emptiness that Jesus clearly felt in this passage. My God, why have you abandoned me? And then as the scripture goes on, Jesus gave up his spirit and he died. And yet, in that emptiness of death, new possibilities were being born. As Jesus let go of his human life, emptied out himself, he also let go of the old story, and in this particular moment of emptiness, when the new story is yet to emerge, something amazing happened. It's in letting go of the known, being willing to entertain or open ourselves up to new possibilities, new stories. And it's in these new stories that we find God, who felt so far away, but has always actually been right here. Many people say the most dangerous story in our lives is a story of success in our past. Why? Because we hold on to that story and we don't have room to create a new story. Kodak, most of you, some of you back here may not, but most of you remember Kodak was once the largest film company in the United States. Then came the digital age. Kodak's own engineer, Steve Sasson, invented the digital camera. He thought his employer would be thrilled. Instead, Kodak thought the new invention would be a threat to its core business, film. They suppressed the technology and hoped it would never see the light of day. They held on to the success story of their past. And in ultimately not letting go of that old story, you can see the story of their decline. So I ask, do we at First Pres have a story we're holding on to about a success in the past? David White, who's an Anglo-Irish poet, author, and speaker, says, in order to have a true conversation with life, you must have a healthy relationship with the unknown. Otherwise, you're constantly editing in your gut, really, out the reality to conform to your old story. I think we must think about this idea of the gift of emptiness. Think about letting go of old successful stories, of abandoning these stories so we have room for a new story that God is already preparing to emerge. You know, Jesus, who felt completely abandoned and alone on that cross, nevertheless, trusted in God's character of justice and righteousness to win the day. And the truth is, we will experience that victory in our own lives as well. Jesuit priest Anthony DeMello says, it's not fear of the known. You can't fear something you do not know. Nobody is afraid of the unknown. What we really fear is the lost of the known. That is what we fear. And so the question becomes, do we trust God enough to experience the lost of the known? The letting go of those successes in our past so that we can recreate a new space for God to create that new success story. Amen. So each week we're taking some time to reflect, accompanied by music. This week you received a purple piece of paper. I'm going to invite you to pull it out. Think about past successes or those fears that we have those worries of not measuring up, what we might need to be emptied so that we can live. And I'm going to invite you to write something on this piece of paper. Think about what might need to die in order that you can live more fully. And then I'm going to invite you to come to the cross. There's a bunch of little nails on the cross, and I invite you to place your piece of paper on the nail. Nobody's going to read these. This isn't that isn't what's going to happen, but we want them to be there as a reminder. Kids, this is what I was talking about coming upstairs. Do you trust God enough to let go, to experience emptiness, to know that God's new story needs room to appear? Let us reflect.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.